This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I am sensing a great disturbance in the force. It's full of anxiety and fear, unrest, doubt, disbelief, disgust, all of these things. Over one little bitty basketball team, people lose their minds. And no, it's actually not the Lakers. Leave it to the defending NBA champions to upstage LeBron in LA. But they did, with one little bitty contract, a year, $5.3 million, but a really big man. And a guy who's got his own nickname and a guy who's got his own huge personality, enough to match, oh, Draymond Green. A guy who played on Team USA with the likes of Steph Curry and Draymond and Klay Thompson. And a guy who is sure that he will take a reduced role, a backseat driver role, that will then catapult him forward into his next big contract. Boogie and the Dubs. That was submitted to me on Twitter as the new hashtag. Boogie and the Dubs. I don't like it nearly as much as Boogie and the Brow, but apparently the Brows team didn't offer Boogie a contract. Instead, the Browse team decided Julius Randle would be a better option at center. And so when Julius Randle, previously released by the Lakers, agreed to a deal with the Pelicans, that made Boogie expendable. And so Boogie, according to reports, I think Marcus Spears, the one I heard with most of the details. Marcus Spears reporting that Boogie narrowed his options to Warriors and Celtics and decided the Celtics were his chess move, his big play. And it makes sense. Not only can he make sure he's completely healthy from that Achilles injury, surgically repaired in late January, he says he'll be ready for training camp, but even if he's not, the Warriors don't need a fifth All-Star. They can give him all the time he needs, and they have now a legit big man, not just Draymond moonlighting as a big man. I saw this incredible stat. It's our first nerd alert on this second show of the work week. Steve Kerr has never had a guy in his stable who's averaged 20 points and 10 rebounds per game. So essentially a double-double. Now he gets Boogie Cousins, who's done that for seven consecutive seasons.
Nerd alert.
So hello, Golden State Warriors. Hello, Boogie Cousins. Is it a match made in heaven? I don't know, but the Warriors have the Midas touch. Pretty much everything they do turns to gold to match those bright uniforms. But not everybody is applauding the move. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't seen our latest pre-law video, see, I still feel like it needs a thing, like it pre-law is the name of it, but pre-law what? If you haven't seen our latest pre-law, it sounds weird. Am I the only one who thinks that sounds weird? I feel like it sounds a little awkward all by itself. But whatever. Whatevs. If you haven't seen Pre-Law for this edition of the show, well, then you can check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and you'll know what kind of snacks I'm passing around for this edition of the show. Last night it was chocolate biscotti, homemade chocolate biscotti. Tonight it's another dessert, but you got to go check out the video to find out what it is. So you can do that on our show Twitter again, After Hours CBS. If you would like to respond to me about Boogie and the Dubs, Boogie Cousins joining the Golden State Warriors, well, then you can find me A-Law Radio. You can also do that on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. NBA insider, longtime NBA insider Alex Kennedy, who's been on the show multiple times. He does have a line to a bunch of guys who are inside the league. He does a ton of interviews, and he keeps in close contact with a fairly large group of players, active players. He tweeted earlier that it's not just fans who are disgruntled. It's also players inside the league, guys who are playing themselves and trying to figure out, how do we beat that team? So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your reaction. And here's how we're going to do it. This is our Twizzler Tuesday question as we say goodbye to Monday and hello to a Tuesday and get closer to the holiday on Wednesday. Actually, I think our headquarters here at CBS, CBS Sports Radio is closing down early on Tuesday. So the office is closing in the middle of the afternoon. We still have to come to work though. So we'll be here. We're not skipping the holiday. We're doing our first official show photo as a new improved team, newly improved, new look team. And it's all going to be red, white, and blue. That's all I can tell you. I don't really know how the rest of it's going to work out. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you, but here's how we're going to do it about the state of the NBA right now. With the rich getting richer and the Warriors potentially sending 5 All-Stars out on the court at the same time. Is it possible we could have a team win a championship next year who's never won before? Like the Eagles, like the Capitals? Or are we looking at a mowdown by Golden State?
4 Hall of Famers.
Now, a three-peat isn't unheard of. It's happened before in the NBA. Except for some reason, feels like there's more consternation over this particular Warriors dynasty. They haven't done anything that's against the rules. Cousins chose to take $5.3 million. That's a pittance compared to what most All-Stars are making. But he chose that because it felt like this was a good fit for him. A chance for not only him to get a championship, to compete for a championship, but also to remake his image a little bit, to rehab completely, and to show that he is healthy and that he can go on and earn a max deal. This is what Alex said. To all NBA fans who are pissed off right now, I can tell you this, many players are even more upset than you. And again, that's a longtime NBA insider who is connected with a bunch of guys who are in the league. I want your NBA gifts. What's the gif that describes how you feel about the NBA right now? And of course, it has to be clean. It cannot be vulgar. In fact, I think my Twitter weeds out as best as it can gifts that are off color or inappropriate. I'm not sure how the algorithm does it, but there are times when people send me videos or GIFs and my Twitter won't show them to me, which is good. I like it that way. I don't want to see your crap. So come up with some GIFs that describe how you feel.
Cut the crap.
About the NBA season that's upcoming, NBA free agency, the state of the NBA right now. Again, you can find me on Twitter, ALawRadio. And of course, you can always reach us on the phones, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Brendan Hayward is a retired NBA player, now does some analysis for NBA TV, and he tells you exactly how he feels.
We already thought the Golden State Warriors were the best team in the league. We were thinking if you squinted your eye, maybe Boston could give them a run in the finals. But with Boogie Cousins on a team that doesn't need him to be great, that can slowly walk him through his recovery process, hey, big fella, take it slow. Come back at your own pace. And then by the time the playoffs get here, they can unleash a true post force onto teams in the NBA. It's a wrap.
A post force, and this is coming from Haywood, who was a center in the NBA, a 7-footer, just retired in the 14-15 season, only played a handful of games with Cleveland that year, but was in the league for a decade and a half. And most recently, as we've seen the big men go the way of the dinosaur, at least Brett Haywood was a true center, a true big man. And I don't know that everyone feels the same way. I don't like to group everyone and all of us and all of you. I hate those types of broad strokes that sports fans seem to use. Everyone thinks this, everyone thinks that. Because maybe there are a lot of people who think Boston can be competitive or who think that the Lakers with Magic Johnson, LeBron James, now Rajon Rondo, and some of the other pieces they brought in, if they can get Kawhi Leonard, they could be a contender. Or what about the Houston Rockets? But a lot of what I've heard from friends and now from social media is, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. But what would you have the NBA do? Say, too bad, Golden State. You're operating within the rules, but we don't think it's fair. So you're not allowed to get any more players. In fact, you guys have to play with one arm behind your back. It's a move I did in yoga on Monday night. You're too good. We don't think it's fair. So in order to make it equitable, you have to play blindfolded for the first half. I mean, what would you like the NBA to do? They're playing within the rules. Their star, Kevin Durant, is taking less money again so they can bring in veterans like this. Do you know that's why they have the room for Boogie Cousins? Because once again, Kevin Durant did not take a max deal. He took the 1+1 instead of getting the max. Now it should work out for him even better down the road, but there are a lot of guys who wouldn't have that patience, who'd want the job security. There's a lot of guys in football who hate the franchise tag. Why? Because it's a one-year deal. And so I'd love to hear from you. If you have some ideas about what the NBA can do to change it, to fix it, if you're that upset, if you're one who is causing a great disturbance in the force. And I'd love to hear from you with your gifts. Some of my favorite gifts of the entire week are Facepalm Friday gifts. And you always are very creative with your Facepalm Friday gifts. So maybe that's how you feel. Or maybe you feel like Bill Russell. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to explain it. Just Google Bill Russell if you didn't see it last week. So let's dive into this.
Kick your ass.
Yeah, that I would like to see. Let's dive into this. Your thoughts on the NBA, but let's try to be not just bitchy, but also productive. Let's try to figure out what can the league do, because there isn't anything about this that is against the rules. And why doesn't Boogie Cousins get credit for taking a whole lot less than maybe he could have gotten otherwise? He didn't even ask for a multi-year deal. He just wanted 1 year. This is what happens, though, when you have winning organizations. It happens in every sport. Guys are willing to take less money to stay with a championship contender. How about Nick Foles? They restructured his deal in Philadelphia. This is a Super Bowl MVP. He has no ego And he likes Philadelphia so much that he restructured his deal. And yes, he's getting paid a few million dollars. But he's not out for a brand new contract somewhere else. He's not looking to get, ka-ching, get paid. The guy likes where he is. He's happy in Philadelphia. And the money's almost a perk. I hope that you all, at some point in your life, have a job that you would do for free if you could live that way. That's how I feel about my job. I try not to say it too loud, though, because I don't really want the bosses to take it to heart. So let's dive into your hot takes, your cold takes, your warm takes. I'll decide what kind of takes they are. Don't expect me to agree with you. I understand why you're frustrated, but there's nothing wrong with what the Warriors are doing. Keep in mind, three of their five All-Stars are homegrown. They grew up right there in Oracle. All right, A-Law Radio, Facebook page 2. I need your NBA gifts. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Bell with the rebound, down to 5 seconds, down to 4. Bell across half court. The Warriors start to celebrate. The one-time darlings are now a dynasty. The Golden State Warriors have won back-to-back NBA championships and they have won 3 of the last 4 NBA titles. Final score, Warriors 108 and Cleveland 85. And the Golden State Warriors become the 9th team in NBA history to sweep the NBA Finals, the first since 2007. And for the Warriors, their second sweep going back to 1975.
How are you going to stop guys playing?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You know why else you should care about 1975? According to Elias Sports Bureau, the last time an NBA team had 5 All-Stars on its roster from the previous season, the 75-76 Boston Celtics.
Nerd alert!
And piling on, why not, the 2018-2019 Warriors, at least as they're constituted right now, and it certainly looks like they're going to have 5 All-Stars, they'll be just the 6th team in NBA history to ever have 5 All-Stars from the previous year.
Take that for data.
So the rich are getting richer. The Midas touch. They exchange JaVale McGee for Boogie Cousins. Think about that. They let JaVale go. He was a free agent. He joins the Lakers, and they get Boogie Cousins to replace him. Huh. Like I said, everything's sunshine and roses for the Golden State Warriors. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I can't wait to see the gifts that represent how you feel about the NBA at this moment. And let's remember, it's an incomplete picture. We don't know what else might happen. But at least right now, I sense a great disturbance, much grousing. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio, brought to you by Geico with some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Dre is listening in Fort Worth. Dre, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Amy. Mm-hmm. I love listening to your show. One thing I'm going to say, this is just how I feel about the NBA now. I mean, like I say, I'm from the era of people competing. I think this is really, you know, all these super teams is messing up the league because, you know, like I say, don't get me wrong. They didn't do anything outside of the rules. We understand the rules are in place for, you know, when you have a, like, you know, you can sign free agent and stuff. But it's one of those things to me. I really don't like how this is happening. I mean, all of these teams signing these super teams, and it's just, you know, nobody's competing anymore. Everybody's getting the easy championships, and, you know, I hate it, man. You know, it's nothing to look forward to. Used to be you watch the games, you'll see games, you'll be like, man, you know, you want to see this. But now you just waiting for the finals. So we finna already start the season waiting on the Lakers and Golden State. Who cares about the regular season?
What is that noise?
I don't know. I was in my car.
Oh,
I don't know what
sounds
that
like
was.
Your phone's about to blow up. Like Mission Impossible. This is going to self-destruct in 10 seconds. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I get the frustration, but let's not rewrite history. The Warriors didn't have an easy road to the championship. I know they swept Cleveland, but they had to go to 7 games against Houston mm-hmm. Rockets. And so I feel like the group of teams, the pool of teams that can win a title or truly compete for a title is smaller. And I feel the same way that you do. I wish it was wide open. However, what should the league do about it? I mean, they're not breaking any rules.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of think they should change some of that. Because, you know, one thing I really hate, like I said to a friend of mine, I hate how LeBron James has, you know, pretty much single-handedly changed the way the NBA is. Because used to be, you never seen big-time stars leaving teams. Like I said to a friend of mine, like, that's like you, Amy. Why would you like to, let's say you were the boss at your station. Why would you want to be the boss and own the station, but yet you got to, play to what, let's say, John Schultz. I'm just making up a name. But he's your star radio announcer, and you can't even run the radio the way you want it to because you got to appeal to what he wants. I mean, who wants to be an owner in those situations? And that's how the league has became. Owners don't even own anymore.
Well, but they get to win. I mean, think about all of the money that Dan Gilbert made with LeBron James returning to Cleveland and leading them to 4 straight NBA finals. Think about the friggin' money he made on that move by LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing I hate, too. Like I say, I just hate the idea that it's such a, you know, I understand fully it's a business, but, man, I just hate it. I hate it. I'm from, you know, the era of Jordan when people just played basketball. And if you got endorsements, you got endorsements. But it was all about basketball, you know, all this trying to, you know, and making money. It's nothing wrong with that. But I just, hey, man, just get out, compete. You know, if you're supposed to be the best, prove you the best instead of trying to team up with everybody. And that's why I can't stand LeBron. He always trying to team up with somebody.
Yeah, although, let's just to be fair, if nothing else happens in Los Angeles, he'll be the only superstar there. Dre, I appreciate the phone call from Fort Worth. Thank you for your honesty and for sharing why there is a disturbance in the force.
We all
for
can't
you.
Be Michael Jordan.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Wanda wants us to know, this is how she feels about the NBA. She wants us to know today, July 2nd, 2018, is exactly 66 days away from the kickoff to the 2018-19 NFL season. That's how she feels about the NBA right now. There's no gift, but I do appreciate the nerd alert. Now, see, that makes me not want to talk about the NBA at all. The Facebook gifts are already in rare form. And so make sure you check out our post on Facebook. It's a classic photo of Boogie Cousins in his Team USA uniform, which incidentally is why Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson are so familiar with him. Kevin Durant, same thing, because they played on Team USA together. And they're not worried about his big personality. He's a... maybe going to be a throwdown between him and Draymond. Could you see those two guys getting fired up? I mean, Durant is more of a quiet guy, and so when Draymond gets in his face, it's actually good for him because it riles him up and fires him up. But Draymond and Boogie are, similar personalities in some ways, not in every way. But Boogie's willing to take a different role. Now, he says he'll be ready for training camp. Says he'll be ready, that he's already running on a treadmill post-Achilles surgery, that he'll be fully healthy by the time the Warriors convene for training camp in October. But there are some others who suggest that he won't be ready until a few months into the season, maybe not even the All-Star break, which that would be a full year for his Achilles to heal. So we'll see. He's only 27 years old. It's a two-time All-NBA selection. 25 points, 13 rebounds, 5.5 assists per game for the Pelicans last season. So he is worth waiting for. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Send me those NBA gifts. And we have full phone lines, so that's what we're going to do. Coming back next, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest, Here's our latest chocolate cake.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Oh, I want something just like this.
23 on the game clock. Holiday, crossover dribble. Working on Chris Paul, 2 seconds. One over the Moore. Moore fadeaway left corner. Oh, he missed it, but rebound Cousins. Cousins puts it back in, and it's a four-point ball game. 113 to 109.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Boogie in the Brow, I miss you already. Boogie Cousins moving to the Bay Area 1 year. $5.3 million with Golden State. He'll sign that deal when free agency is official. And a lot of people grousing about it. But there are no broken rules here. They aren't tampering. In fact, Boogie called the Warriors, according to Marcus Spears, who is with the Undefeated and who talked to Cousins on Monday, but also has established a relationship with him. Cousins told him that he didn't get an offer from the Pelicans. They decided they would go ahead and they would sign Julius Randle, who was released by the Lakers coming off a career year. So they filled that center spot by giving a 2-year, $18 million deal to Randle, which meant Boogie was expendable. Now, Cousins may or may not have had other interest. It doesn't look like there were any official offers, again, according to Spears. And so he called up Bob Myers of the Golden State Warriors to ask him what were the chances of them working together. And lo and behold, taken far less money than maybe he would have gotten elsewhere, but it gives him an opportunity on a 1-year contract to prove that he is healthy. And at 27, that he's entering the prime of his career. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Incredible gifts that producer Chris has found on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Now, this is how Chris feels, or maybe how Chris thinks many of you feel. This is not express how I feel, so do not associate these gifts with me, because that's not fair. I mean, I agree that that sports that are more wide open, I think, generally provide more drama. But I didn't think this was an easy road for the Warriors this year. They had a ton of injuries to deal with. They were vulnerable. But their superstars put together some incredible performances on the biggest stage with the brightest lights. They're the best team. And they played like it when they had to. I didn't dislike the NBA postseason this year. But as I look ahead to next season, I feel like the Eastern Conference is wide open. And the West is getting tougher. But you know what? I have to cover it anyway. No matter what, I still have to talk about it. I still have to watch it. So, it doesn't affect my viewing habits. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And again, your gifts are cracking me up. It's hard to share your gifts on the radio for obvious reasons. So if you would please check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can always search on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and we'll retweet some of them. Plus on our Facebook page, there's good ones. There's everything from Seinfeld to LeBron, to Adam Sandler, to some animals. Animal gifts are my favorite. If you want to get in good with the host, animal gifts are my favorite. Let's go back to the phones here, 855-212-4227, and let's talk to Trotsky, who's in Georgia. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, I'm put on my GM hat, I guess you could say, tonight or this morning. But anyway, if I'm Danny Ainge, I'm putting my chips all in, and I'm going after Anthony Davis out of New Orleans because he got the pieces and he got the assets. And like you said, the East is wide open. And I just, with this move right here, that's the only thing I can see that can counteract what the Warriors are doing.
So I'm not sure Anthony Davis is available, number one. I don't know why the Pelicans would trade him. But, in fact, if I were the Pelicans, I wouldn't even think about it. But you're saying give up some of these young assets, whatever it takes, and bring in this big man in Anthony Davis, who is one of the best players in the league. I'll give you that. But at what cost, though? How much do you have to give up to get him?
You know, I'll think about Tatum is off the list. So don't even think about Tatum. But I would say Kyrie, or you got my man Gordon Hayward. So you can do a star for a star, and then you got the draft picks. And you know, if you have to throw in maybe a Tony Brown just to sweeten the deal, I mean, you know, you try to do as less as possible. But they got the pieces and the assets as far as Kyrie and Hayward. So I just see Anthony Davis on that team with that coaching staff. I think that's the only team that can honestly give Golden State a run for their money as far as in the finals, if I can say it like that.
Why so eager to part with Kyrie? He just got there.
And see, the thing is, Kyrie won't commit.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair, Trotsky. Kyrie's coming off a serious injury. He missed half the season. He stands to, if he would sign a long-term deal right now, he's making far less money than he would if he waits, comes back healthy, has an incredible season next year, then he adds to what he can make. So that it does not, it makes no sense for him to sign a deal right now when he's rehabbing an injury for the last 6 months.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, with the way Rozier played in the playoffs, you already know you got that point guard situation solidified, whether it's Kyrie or whether it's Rozier. So the point with Kyrie won't break the team.
Okay, I'm only gonna say to you that in game number 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Celtics offense was about as hideous as I have ever seen it. Even with all these players that you're talking about, it was absolutely hideous. And they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the second half. And so I still think that the offense that Kyrie brings to the table is necessary, but that's just me.
That's true. Let me ask you one more thing. With the Lakers signing Rondo, mm-hmm. You think that's the end for Lonzo?
No. I think Rondo is a veteran guy who they probably are hoping can teach and train Lonzo a little bit. You can't go through a season with one point guard. And so Rondo is much more of a veteran. And he really did well in New Orleans. They liked him a lot in the locker room. So maybe he's grown up and matured a little bit. Lonzo has a long way to go. So maybe it's more about teaming them, like they did with Isaiah Thomas, who they're not bringing back, obviously. He's a free agent now. So I think it's more about, you know, pairing them together. Thanks so much, Trotsky. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, just a reminder, Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown were 3 of 22 from three-point land in Game 7 in Boston. That's on their own friendly rims. Game 7 against the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was absolutely hideous. Remember back-to-back nights, we had Game 7 in the West and Game 7 in the East, and the shooting was so bad from three-point land that it was laughable. So I don't know. If those people who are willing to trade Kyrie Irving, maybe you need the offense that he brings to the table for Brad Stevens' team. All right, let's go back to our phones, 855-212-4227. George is listening in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Ms. Lawrence. How are you today?
I'm good.
I am loving the NBA tonight.
Okay.
I am loving it. And you want to know one of the reasons why I'm loving it?
Yes.
I'm an old geese. I'm 60 years old. And I hate your Boston Celtics.
My Boston Celtics. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you sound like you're a Celtics fan. But anyway.
No, I don't sound like that at all.
I've always wanted my team, the Warriors. I was hoping that in 75, we would get a chance to get at them in the finals, but our Bullets took them out. So I am hoping Boston comes out of the East. Because for my Warriors to put the smackdown on the Boston Celtics. And aren't you glad?
But that's what's making you happy in July? That's making you happy in July. You have to wait a long time, man, like a full year for that.
Excuse me. My team has a track record.
Excuse me.
Boogie Cousins can come back healthy. And then you're going to have a fifth all-star to put out there who has crazy ball handling skills. But more so from playing for USA basketball with Steph and Clay and Draymond, they already have a relationship. So the chemistry problems are not going to be nearly as bad as what may possibly happen in L.A. And we get a chance to put LeBron behind at least four times in the regular season. We don't get a chance to put mystery on him just in the finals. Aren't you loving it, Amy? Aren't you loving it? Yeah.
It's my job, George. So one way or another, it doesn't really matter if I love it or if I hate it. It's just it's part of the job. So no, not right now. I'm not loving it. I mean, I like the fact that LeBron is going to make the Lakers more relevant. That to me is a good move for the NBA. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a long time from now. You don't know what might happen. Guys get injured. Things change. Last year, the Warriors looked more vulnerable than we'd seen them before. So it made for a little bit of drama until they got to the finals. So, yeah, there's a lot that could happen between now and then. I wouldn't say I'm giddy like you are. No.
You should be. And can't you think that we can thank the rest of the NBA for not offering DeMarcus Cousins a contract worthy of his season and his talent for the Warriors to get even stronger.
All right. Well, as a Warriors fan yourself, George, I can certainly understand why you would be thrilled. And I don't think you're alone. I bet all of Warriors Nation feels like you do. Thank you so much for your phone call from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Anna says on Facebook, as a longtime Warriors fan since the early 70s, so she'd seen some really hard times with Golden State. I am loving every minute of their recent success. We all know that this won't last forever. In 3, 4, 5 years, she goes on, in 3, 4, 5 years, some other team will be winning like this. I don't know about that. The Warriors' success is not an every 5 years type of thing. But she says, Warriors fans, let's enjoy this while we can. To other teams' fans, be patient. Your time will come. Milwaukee, did you hear that? Houston, did you hear that? New Orleans, did you hear that? Your time will come. Sacramento, did you hear that? Oklahoma City, Clippers, did you hear that? Your time will come. It is cyclical in most professional sports. However, the way that the NBA is more about everybody playing with their buddies, their high-profile superstar buddies, it feels less cyclical than it has in the past. I will say that. But you know what? 4 years ago, the Warriors won their first NBA championship in 4 decades, in the better part of a half century. So they were abysmal for a good portion of those 40 years. And so this is certainly cyclical and a long time coming for them. Just feels like we're kind of stuck in the spin cycle now. The washer's just going around and around and around and around and around. And it's not kicking out of the cycle. All right, we're going to get back to your phone calls. 855-212-4227. I love your gifts that you're posting on Facebook, as well as sending them to us on our Twitter page, A-Law Radio. I've got stories for you, too. There's chocolate cake. I mean, pull up a chair, hang out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.